California's Governor Gavin Newsom said he would return land to tribes, but has he? In 2020, Newsom made some inroads encouraging agencies to improve tribal access to traditional lands, but successful land return cases are rare across the state as opportunities remain out of reach for many tribes, particularly for those without federal recognition. Over 12,000 acres have been returned. Since Newsom announced the policy, the pace has slowed to some 1,500 acres. As with so many events since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Arizona Conference Native American Camp Meeting in the U.S. has been on hiatus. But recently, the Native population took the opportunity to come together and fellowship on the campus of Holbrook Indian School. One of the spiritual challenges of the work in the Native community is bridging the gap between Christianity and Native culture. Hermes Porthunder, who taught the Sabbath School lesson at camp meeting, shared his insight on the issue. "There is a point of disconnect between our culture and Christianity," he said. "I thought there has to be something in between." Porthunder, who is Lakota, attended Holbrook Indian School and now works on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Protect the Sacred and Indian Collective partnered to host the Skate to the Polls voter registration event in Kayenta, Arizona. Advocates say amid widespread voter suppression, it's important to host community engagement events that empower Indigenous voters in disenfranchised communities, especially young people on tribal lands. Protect the Sacred founder, Allie Young Dene, wanted to raise awareness around voter issues in her community. Young said, "When we're represented, we're able to advocate for policies that affect our community, that impact our own communities." Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.